Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
How weird is it that I know the scene of every song in foot? This is outside the diner. And she's got her foot in the door jam, tapping it right before her dad shows up.
How many times would you estimate you've seen that film?
60?
Wow.
65?
That's quite an investment.
I have a strange love for the movie Footloose from 1984. I cannot explain it. And I know it's a horribly stupid movie.
There will be no dancing.
The only movie I think I've seen more than Footloose would either be Red Dawn, equally stupid.
Or Roadhouse.
Roadhouse or the original Star Wars. Definitely the original Star Wars.
And let's be honest, Roadhouse is not exactly the deepest film ever created.
You better watch your mouth. There's a reason they're recreating it, because it's awesome.
I like Roadhouse. I also am willing to admit that it is not the most intellectual film ever.
We've done stupidest great movie you can't turn off before. Real quick, movie you've seen the most, and I want a guesstimate on how many times you've seen it.
Bear in mind, I'm not much of a movie guy. I would say the movie I've seen most is a film you've probably never heard of.
Fire When Ready.
Rolling Kansas.
Nope.
I've seen it probably 15 times.
15 times?
Mm-hmm. I see it every time I drive to Colorado.
A little different.
Jaws for you, I'm sure.
It would be Jaws and probably Terms of Endearment with Jack Nicholson.
Do you know where Terms of Endearment was filmed? Part of it?
Nebraska?
University of Nebraska.
Yeah.
I know I could drive you to Lincoln right now, and I won't, but I could drive you to Lincoln and show you the exact spot where they filmed that.
She's chasing her with that stroller.
Yes.
Yeah. What's yours?
Star Wars, clearly.
Yeah.
The original Star Wars at least 300 times.
Okay. Which, speaking of Star Wars, you're going to have to explain this to me, because I don't know if it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I know where you're
or
going.
The greatest thing I've ever heard.
Uh-huh.
Well, have you heard of the Jedi Disposal Act?
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, they're looking at legalizing something called the Jedi Disposal Act in Missouri. It would legalize
outdoor cremation.
Outdoor?
Oh, funeral pyre.
Think Darth Vader at the end of Return of the Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was thinking more like Joan of Arc.
No.
This is, what, are you going to light up grandma on your fire pit?
Joan of Arc was alive. That's kind of an important distinction here.
Why would anyone want this to be a thing?
There are religions where that's the primary method of disposal of a body, is typically the outdoor cremation.
Like in the movies, I've seen it where they light it on fire on a pallet of sticks and you float.
That's what they do at the end of.
Float the person out into the water?
I know you've never seen it. Let me see if I can get a little audio on this, too.
Why is this a thing?
This is the end of Return of the Jedi. Darth Vader has died. Luke brings his body back to Endor, and then he lights the body on fire, okay?
Okay.
See, there's Darth Vader's mask.
And we want to be able to do this in Lee's Summit.
And he does this. Well, I don't know if it's in Lee's Summit, but he does it outside on the planet Endor. You see?
Okay.
That's why
as
it's
the
called
symphony
the
plays.
That's why it's called the Jedi. What is it? Jedi
Disposal Act.
Which, by the way,
you know, the JDA
passed nearly unanimously. And I would just like to say to the lawmakers in Jeff City, this is what we're working on. This is important.
What's wrong with it?
Well,
How much of your skepticism has to do with the fact that it is named the Jedi Disposal
Act? 100%.
I don't think people are clamoring for this to be a thing, Scott.
What I think they're doing is, I would bet, I have no idea, I'm just guessing, that it is currently illegal to cremate someone outdoors. Okay? You have to go through this process at a crematorium.
Yes, yes.
And they have to be heavily put into an oven, basically, and poof, and then you get whatever's left. Do you need to hear that again? You put them in the oven and poof.
Listen to this.
That's good. Thank you for the sound.
And I bet some people came to the government and said, "We want the right to cremate our loved ones outside.
To set our loved ones on fire in our backyard."
What do you think you're doing at a crematorium?
I don't know that this is something that needs to be aired out in the open,
so to speak.
Quoting here, "This has been around since the dawn of man. It is the way that our ancestors took care of their remains. The Native Americans did it in trees. The Vikings did it in boats."
Then you should be in favor of this.
"Outdoor cremation's been around for many cultures forever. Keep in mind, our ancestors, the Native Americans, the settlers, they didn't have to get permits. It could end up spurring a cottage industry in the state of Missouri for people around the country who want to be laid to rest, quote, in the old way."
That is also religiously the way that the Hindus and Sikhs are primarily,
okay,
if you'll pardon the expression, disposed of.
Okay. I mean, the
right. That's the way in which the body is taken care of post-mortem.
How do you want to go out?
I'm still undecided. I think what'll probably happen is cremation with my ashes interred somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
Since I don't anticipate having any kids, I don't want to wind up in a garage sale or on, you know,
this job.
I'll take you.
This job has made me...
Are you going to outlive me?
This job has made me very leery. Very leery. And I just feel like there has to be something else behind this. And I don't know what that it is. But I don't think someone woke up in Jeff City and thought, gosh, we should really start burning people the way Native Americans did. I don't buy it. There has to be something else behind this that we're missing. It's just bizarre. It came out of nowhere. Well, there's no lobby for this.
No, there is not a lobby for that, nor should there be. But what I imagine happened, and this is just an uneducated guess on my part, is that somebody wanted to be cremated outdoors, and then they realized we're not allowed to do that by law, and so they went to the state legislature. What does the government care if we go out to Boone County, Missouri, and I use the word Boone on purpose?
Columbia.
Well, I meant boondocks.
Oh, okay.
So you go out to the country, and you fire Dad up real good, and ashes to ashes, dust to dust, he goes back to the earth. So what? What do you care, government? What's wrong with it? Set Dad on fire. Let him go.
Creystone, Colorado is the location of the only outdoor human cremation facility in the United States. You know, and it looks like something out of the movie The Blair Witch Project. I'm not going to lie, where you're kind of in a wooded area and there's some stones in a circle. This creeps me out. This is to me.
It's not Satan worship.
There's a little fence around it.
Well, what do you want? Do you want to be buried?
I want someone to tell me why this is coming up. I don't buy that lawmakers were just sitting around with no other problems to solve in the state of Missouri and thought we need to make this a thing.
I don't think that's how it came about.
Will, can you look up how much it cost to be cremated, if you would please, in the state of Missouri or Kansas? I bet being cremated is rather expensive.
It's a lot less expensive
than being buried. I understand that because you have to buy land and then you have to buy the casket and all that other stuff.
Average price for a direct cremation, this is literally just, you know, the disposal, $1,743. That's without a service. That's, you know, bare bones.
Okay. And
they
Colorado,
burn your body and they put you in a box.
Right. They put you in the most basic container possible.
And how many stories have we heard in the last year that 40% of Americans cannot even afford a $400 emergency? So Dad dies. now you're stuck with a $1,700 cremation bill.
The project asks for a donation of $425 for each to cover permits, grief counseling, that kind of thing. I think it would be a very jarring thing for a younger relative to see.
Then don't invite them.
We're going to go light grandma on fire. You're staying home.
We'll be back in a few minutes, and we'll bring grandma back in a box.
I think this is weird, Scott.
Is it any weirder than putting yourself in a box to be lowered into the ground only to watch your body decompose and have critters running all over you?
All right.
I mean, seriously. I don't want worms going through my brain.
Okay.
This actually seems less weird than that to me.
And I don't want to be shoved in some oven to go pfft.
Well, that's essentially what they're doing here. The smoke just goes up.
Yeah, let
into
it go
the sky.
Up. Yeah. And then get the ashes. Some of it's wood. Some of it's me. Who cares? I'm gone. I'm up in heaven hanging out with my dad, having a cold drink. I don't care what you do with me down here. I'm in a better place. I think we, and I don't know if it's exclusive to America or not. I just think we are weirded out by death.
I'm certainly weirded out by the process that you'd stand there around a circle of stones and watch.
Oh,
that.
Which is better than putting dad on a slab and dropping him into an oven to be.
This is more active participation, I guess.
Any more active than putting dad in a box and dropping him 6 feet into the soil?
All right.
And who says you got to stay there and watch it, too?
Yeah. Great point, Will Starrett. I'm all for it. I like the Jedi.
Jedi Disposal Act.
Disposal. I might have a little problem with the word disposal. How about Jedi Cremation Act? The GCA. JCA.
How about bring your own lighter? We're lighting up grandma.
576-7798. Let's go to Chris in Kansas City. Chris, hello, my friend.
Hey, how you doing today?
We're doing better than we deserve. Thank you for asking.
I understand. I think it's a really stupid idea to have outdoor cremation because unless you build the fire really well with the appropriate fuel, all you end up with is a burned up body. It doesn't even burn completely.
Ugh. I feel like, Chris, it would have to be, and I'm sure it would be, regulated in some way where, and I made a joke about using your fire pit, it would have to be probably like the place in Colorado, a central location where people could go to do this.
Absolutely. I looked into cremation because that's what I'm planning on doing, and they don't just throw you in an oven. They throw you in a blast furnace. And even after they're done, they usually have to break up the bones with a hammer and grind them. Add them to the dust when they're finished. So it's not a fast process. It's not a romantic process like they show in the movie.
So it's not like in Return of the Jedi?
No, not at all. No, I'm sorry.
Doggone.
You need a really big fire.
Jane in Olathe. Hello, Jane.
Hello.
Hi there. Go ahead.
You guys were talking about burning bodies in a fire pit or in a backyard, and I don't think anybody's thought about this aspect of it, but have you ever been to a rendering plant?
A rendering plant? I don't even know what that is.
Like where they make dog food?
It's where they kill cows and process them, as well as other animals.
Yeah.
Do you know what that smells like?
Yes.
Okay. No. Have you ever burnt hair on your arm or somewhere?
It's a smell you will never forget, Jane. And the only, I know what you mean when you mean processing plants, Scott. It is a sickening, sweet, if you've ever been down in Emporia years ago where they had a plant that did that.
And there's nothing sweet about that.
Oh, it's just, it's a putrid, sickening, horrifying smell.
It sticks in your hair. It's awful. So you can't just go burning bodies anywhere. You can't do that.
Yeah.
And the other guy said, it won't burn up all the way. They put a body in an oven that's very, very hot, and it's a controlled burn. So there you go.
Okay. Jane, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
You be good. Don't forget, we will be doing Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you, my friends, by Michelob Ultra. Let us get to the newsroom and our good friend Will Sterrett. Telephone number here is 576-7798. We're talking about the Jedi Dismemberment
Disposal Act.
Disposal Act. Dismemberment Act.
God!
Well, you never know.
Well, while you're at it.
Take off an arm or two. Disposal Act, which would allow you to be cremated outdoors.
If this was a bigger thing, Scott, do you not think other cities and states would have been talking? I mean, there is only one tiny place in all of the United States where you can do this. It's a tiny town in Colorado. If this was something everyone was just clamoring to do, mm-hmm. we would have seen this already. We would have seen it on both coasts. This is the new hip thing to do. I bless you.
Sorry about that. Excuse me.
What the heck's going on over there?
Well, I got allergies, I guess. Aaron in Kingsville. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, I got some info for you. Two parts, one on the funeral thing and then another for Whataburger if you have not seen the news, because I believe you're a Whataburger guy, aren't you?
Okay.
And I have seen the news, yes.
Okay, all right. So the Viking funeral thing, or the, we're going to call it Viking funeral, which is not quite correct, because most Viking funerals, which you see in the movie, they're on a boat for a reason. They push them out into the water.
Right, so you don't have
so
to smell it.
The body disappears. Well, not to smell it. The ashes and the bones, the parts that don't burn up, go away.
Right.
To dispose of a body, it has to get up to 1,800 degrees or higher. Okay? You're not going to get that out of a campfire. You're going to have to pile up enough wood to sustain that burn for 2 hours. It's a huge pile of wood you're looking for. I had time to look this up, by the way, being on home.
I was going to say, how do you know all this?
Yeah, weirdo.
Just know this, and yes, I'm a weirdo. So, but I did come up with a name, too, while I was on hold. Viking Funeral Send-Off, Inc. Don't steal it. I'll register it, and I'll make you guys partners.
Okay, Viking Funeral Send-Off, Inc. Got it.
Okay, so Whataburger. Sold
to a company in Chicago.
They're going to be on every street corner.
There is a rumor that Whataburger is coming to the Kansas City area.
Yep. All right, you guys have a good weekend.
Okay.
Glad I got to talk to you.
All right, be good.
Did you just sneeze like 7 times?
5.
That's a thing.
Oh, that's not even a record. I still got 2 more in me.
I think I've had 2 or maybe 3 in my life.
Oh, I got two left. Easy.
You're a weirdo sneezer?
No, once I start sneezing, I can't stop. Don't act like you're better than me. Marilyn in Overland Park? Is it Marilyn?
Yes.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi. By the way, I do love your show.
Oh, we love you back.
It's yours, and thank you. God bless you.
And one thing before I get into this is I'm really happy, Scott, to hear you say that you think your dad goes to a better place. Not that I'm pushing religion, I think it's personal, but I'm glad there's more people out there that believe we go to a better place.
I do
but
believe
actually, that. Actually, what I called about was, you never mentioned, do you have to have a death certificate?
That's
to
a great
burn
question.
Somebody? Or how do we know they're not burning them prematurely?
Or Marilyn, what I thought was, you know, there's got to be some kind of homicide loophole here. My first thought was, we can't just let people go burning people. How do you know what happened to the person before they died?
That's what I thought.
They would have to be, I guess, embalmed first.
Are you two smoking dope?
No.
No, you don't have to be embalmed first. In fact, that saves you the cost of the embalming if you want to be. I've been a hospice
Scott,
nurse for years.
If there's no coroner
you
involved,
the cost of embalming.
You're not suggesting that you just, you know, I don't know, like in Weekend at Bernie's, stick someone in your car and drive them down to this place. There has to be some agency involved here.
You're not suggesting that somebody who murdered someone who plans to set them on fire is going to get a permit, are you? Like a drug dealer gets a drug tax stamp?
I would want to know if there was a death that death was a natural death before someone signs off on the bonfire burning of a human being.
See, this is you pretending that criminals actually follow the law.
Or the news, I suppose.
We just murdered somebody.
Great idea.
We just murdered somebody. Oh, my God. What are we going to do with the body? All right, Tom, you go get the permit. And then as soon as you get back, we'll put him on fire.
I'm not thinking of the drug deal gone bad. I'm thinking of a death in the home.
Okay. But if you're going to set a body on fire for nefarious reasons, you're not going to get a permit.
All I'm saying is that if you remove the coroner, there has to be some process in place between just after the death and the Viking funeral. That's all I'm saying.
Fine.
Somebody's got to sign off on that.
And by the way, Aaron, I love you.
Yes, the woman in your home does not have 6 bullet holes in her.
Hey, Aaron, I love you, but the fact that you Googled the temperature of the fire to actually cremate a body is kind of weird.
And also, Texter, is this going to cost an arm and a leg, really?
Kim in Independence. Hello, Kim.
Hi.
Hi there.
I watched that movie, Palms, with Diane Keaton in it.
Yeah?
And when she passes away, she saw a commercial on TV where they would put your ashes in fireworks. I think that's a brilliant idea. I don't know if they really do it, but
I would guess that they really don't.
Well, I think they really should. It's a brilliant idea.
Do you want somebody's dead ashes falling on your neighborhood?
No, but I don't want my dead ashes sitting on somebody's fireplace.
Well, where do you want your ashes?
I'm thinking fireworks is great.
Okay, but I don't want your dead body on the roof of my house.
Well, maybe it'll rain quickly.
Maybe it won't.
Well, maybe the wind will blow.
Maybe it won't.
Maybe I'll lay on your roof then.
Maybe that weirds me out.
There's weirdo. Kim. There's Kim up on the roof again. Someone just wrote in on the text line, and I'm only addressing this because you are correct, sir. I'm telling you, this is because of the Game of Thrones. Everyone burned in the Game of Thrones. They did it in a big ceremony when they died. As nutty as people were about the show, I'm sure that's how people want to go out now. That is true. If you read this story, the lawmaker who came up with this says all of this started to gain momentum after the Game of Thrones.
Then why not name it the Game of Thrones Act instead of the Jedi Disposal Act?
This is all so stupid. I don't know the list of the top 100 things that are wrong in the state of Missouri right now, but I guarantee you Viking funerals is not on the list.
Jim in Topeka. Jim, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello, my friend.
There's another twist to this story that we haven't talked about.
Okay.
The environmentalists are so fanatical about the clean air that they're even trying to dictate how we burn wood in our fireplaces, or even how that we grill out and in places that are prone to thermal inversions and air stagnations. They don't even want you to run your lawnmower. There is going to be a huge amount of smoke. There's going to be a huge amount of smell. There's going to be a huge amount of everything. So trying to get it past the federal government is going to be as big a problem as anything else. The rest is solvable, but the EPA may not be.
Jim, how do you want to go out, my friend?
I'll be gone, so I won't know.
Well, but you get to dictate whether you're buried or cremated.
I'm going to let them guess and figure that out for themselves.
Really? All right.
You have to understand something every now and again for me just to pick up and live another day is a problem in itself. So let it go with that. Enjoy the day.
All right, Jim. Hey, I love you in God's way. Happy Father's Day.
Before we go to break, NBC News is reporting that another American tourist has died in the Dominican Republic. And I'm sorry, I'm not keeping a running tally here.
That's 8.
I think we're bumping up.
That's 8. I am keeping a running tally.
You should be. Yeah. You should be.
What do you mean another one has died?
Layla Cox died Tuesday. And then another family just came forward and said that their loved one died in the Dominican Republic in January. It's too many. And even if you're saying, well, people have heart attacks, I mean, it's too many in too short of a time frame, Scott. There's something hinky here.
So what are you saying? I shouldn't go?
I would seriously be rethinking that location right now, just because there have been so many.
You said NBC News is reporting this?
Yeah.
The name Layla Cox.
And she was staying at the Excellence Resort in Punta Cana. Died Tuesday. Is that not the first at the Excellence Resort, I want to say? I think there's been another one there.
That's not the resort we're going to, so okay. I'm all right. I'm not seeing it. I'm on their Twitter feed right now. I'm not seeing it. I see Ebola in the Congo.
Yeah, that's back too. I'm not leaving my house. Okay. I'm just going to stay at home. Ebola's back. People are dying in droves in the Dominican.
Here's the problem. 2 million Americans go to the Dominican Republic every year. 8 have reportedly died. Now, I'm not taking anything away from that.
At least 2 died after drinking out of their minibar.
Well, I don't think that's going to be a problem for us. So 8 divided by 2 million. I have a 0.00004% chance of dying when I go to the Dominican Republic. I think I'm going to take those chances.
Okay.
0.00004. I'm going to press my luck.
I hope you have a lovely time.
I am going to have a lovely time. I spent too much money on this. What am I going to do? Just don't drink out of the minibar, kids. Don't be stupid. 576-7798. All right, hang on. We'll get to this right after. We're in here with Taryn Humphrey from the U.S. Olympic team. She was in the 2004 Olympics, and we're both nerding out on our love for NYPD Blue. We will spend the entire 4 o'clock hour not on her story, but on NYPD Blue.
Yeah, let's not do that.
That's what we're gonna do. Was Jimmy Smits the greatest character or the second greatest character on NYPD Blue? We're gonna break that all down after 4 o'clock. Whew.
But back to cremation. go to Jack. Okay, now this is somebody who knows what they're talking about.
Well, reset the table.
Yeah, if you look it up, it's called the Jedi Disposal Act.
After the Return of the Jedi movie where Darth Vader is cremated at the end of the movie.
Apparently there's some scene in Game of Thrones, some lawmakers that apparently have no time on their hands whatsoever to do anything else but worry about things like this, decided we need to bring back open-air outdoor cremations in the state of Missouri, and they are talking about making this a reality. It would be the first state to do it.
Jack in Olathe. Jack, hello.
How are you?
Well, we're doing quite well. Thank you.
Well, I am a retired cremation officer for the largest funeral industry in the Missouri and Kansas area here in Kansas City.
Okay.
And I can tell you that is not going to happen.
It's not going to what?
Happen?
It is not going to happen.
Why?
Number one, the gentleman that called was wrong. The temperature has to be up at 2,000 degrees. Cremation is done by gas crematories, run by gas. That is the only way to do a cremation and do it right. When the cremation, and we'll back up just a minute, in order to be cremated, first of all, if the person is sick and under a doctor's care, dies in the hospital or at home, the doctor will sign off on the cremation certificate so it can be done.
Okay.
If they die at home or die in a wreck and the family wants cremation, that person has to be taken to a coroner's office. The cause of death has to be determined by the coroner, and then he will sign off for the cremation to be completed. Okay, that has to be signed before you can even do the cremation. Then you have to have a crematory, gas-operated, that gets up to 2,000 degrees. Once the cremation is completed, all you have is skeletal fragment left. That's it.
Okay.
So you open a crematory.
Wait, hang on, slow down.
All right.
So bone does not burn unless it's over 2,000 degrees?
The bone does not burn. It doesn't burn if it would be 3,000 degrees.
Okay.
Oh.
The bone does not burn. So let's say in a science movie, you see where they open the closet or they're in the teaching lab and they show the skeleton hanging, right?
Yeah.
The skull, the rib bones, the femurs.
Yeah.
That is there. I don't care how hot you get the oven, but you're not going to get it over 2,000 degrees. So you have the skeletal fragment left, just like when you put it and slid it in the crematory.
Okay. As a crematory manager, what do you do with the bones?
Correct. I will tell you.
Okay.
Those are removed from the crematory, the floor of the crematory. They are removed into a long metal stainless steel pan. Then a magnet is run over those to get out any metal parts.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Now, you have to be told, and this is a law, that you have to be told if that person has a pacemaker. Because a pacemaker must be removed before the cremation process. Otherwise, you risk blowing up your crematory
right
in a 2-block radius.
Hey, Jack.
Okay.
One last question, real quick.
Super fast.
This is fascinating. Is this why no other cities and states have done this? Because it's too complicated and too fraught with problems.
You have 10 seconds.
That is correct. And then the bone fragments after the metal's out are put into what they call a cremation processor.
Okay.
All right, partner. Okie dokie.
I'm good.
Okie dokie.
Woo! I'm good.
Okie dokie. Newsroom.
Woo! Thank you, Jack.
Taryn Humphrey from the U.S. Olympics team joins us next.
Are you going to be okay?
On a lighter note.
That was just weird.
Well, I mean, it is.
Now
what
I'm
it is.
Second guessing this whole cremation thing that I wanted.
Don't have a magnet in your pocket when you die.
Where are they going to put the bones, man? Throw them out in the field?
No, they typically get pulverized and included with the rest of the remains.
Good talk. Newsroom, Will Sterrett.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.